This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network and also on eSETI Stargate, where you can interact live with some of the people on the show. And it's a great way to check out the show. There's so many things going on. I'm still in Mexico, and as you can see, I still haven't shaved, and my hair is about down to my back, and I should be home pretty soon. But I want to talk a little bit about our last week's show. And we did have the links up for the latest hemp products and functional medicine with Nicole James. And they're up now on the site at eSETI.org. And so Nicole is also available for online consultations globally. And they are unsurpassed. I mean, she's done some work with me, and it's just mind-blowing. I've tried the Recept, and it's one of the hemp products, and the effects are also mind-blowing. It has a liposomal delivery system that delivers the CBD and CBGs into the bloodstream in 3.5 milliseconds. So a lot of the hemp products that you get you put them in your mouth, and then they go down into your stomach, and they get hit by all the acids and everything else, and the amount that really gets into your system is pretty minimal. But with this stuff, it's almost instant. And, you know, it's a mind-blowing delivery system that they have. The clinical trials are also amazing with mental disorders, brain fog, blunt trauma to the head, you know, any other ailments. For those who don't know what CBD and CBG do, they're cannabinoids. And the cannabinoid system is the master regulator of the body. It helps the nervous system and brings balance to the hormonal and immune system. So the key word is balance. So we're all finding ourselves out of balance right now with all these energies coming in. It's hard to stay balanced with all the onslaught of chemicals and psychic turbulence that we're all undergoing. So this is nature's little helper to get us through these times. And also there's no THC in this product, so no worries about drug testing. But it's an amazing product, and I can't wait to see how this goes. It's just incredible. Down here in Mexico, today is the 12th day in the celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Being in Mexico, it's quite a celebration. You know, I'll try to do justice to the story. It's an interesting story, but there was a boy named Juan Diego who, at the bequest of his grandfather, went on a journey to Mexico City to ask the church and heal his grandfather. And, you know, ask the church to pray and heal his grandfather. On the way, Our Lady Guadalupe, who most believe to be Mother Mary, same entity, appeared to him. She told him to tell the head priest, you know, to build a church in her name so the people could receive healing and guidance from her. The boy did as he's told, you know, and asked for healing for his grandfather and delivered the message. The priest didn't believe him and told him there's nothing he could do with his grandfather and basically just told him to go home. So Juan Diego went home. And sad, told his grandfather. Grandfather told him that, you know, you'd have to take the journey again and ask the priest, you know. So he said, you know, why, you know, he goes, basically goes, why should I believe him? And so anyway, you know, nothing he could do for his grandfather. Juan Diego went home, you know, sad, told his grandfather. The grandfather told him again, take the journey. And asked the priest. So he did. He took the journey again. And the priest again said, why should I believe you? I need proof. You know, and the boy was sent on his way. So the boy, after being sent the third time, you know, back, you know, he said Mother Mary appeared to him and again created a beautiful garden of roses, waterfalls, etc. And she said, take these roses to the priest and tell him this is your proof. When the boy arrived at the church, he said, I have the proof. Take the proof you need. He opened his cloak and out fell the roses, every color, you know, in perfection, perfect condition, you know. So her image was also imprinted on the cloak, you know, which was acknowledged to be a miracle. So Juan Diego's message was heard. Mary healed his grandfather. The church was built, and the cloak hangs in the church for all to see. Remarkably preserved. And so no one to this day can explain how these images were imprinted. So it's quite a story, you know, and here it's funny because they have these 12-day ceremonies, and, you know, every day they have a different group come through a different part of the area here, and they have their floats and they have their they light their candles and they sing their songs. It's very beautiful. It's beautiful to listen to. So I know a lot of people get a little put off by anything religious, but I have to tell you, Mother Mary is real, you know. So I was in the hospital at the age of 5 dying of bronchial pneumonia, and she appeared to me several times. The last time she appeared, she gave me a substance, you know, the consistency of ice cream, but it wasn't cold, and she told me to eat it. And I never missed a day of school after that since, you know. So it seemed to be what some call mana or liquid light, or I've seen similar formulas since having to do with crystallized oxygen and things of that nature. So, you know, as a disclaimer, you know, I'm not Catholic. I'm just intently spiritual. And I can't deny the experience I had when I was a kid. And when she appeared to me, she made it clear too that she was not Catholic either, that she's a universal being and she's here for everyone, you know, especially the children. So, you know, we have to transcend all culture and religious boundaries and come together in unity. And one of her messages is religions and governments will not bring universal peace. It'll come through the hearts and minds of the people. So that's really important, is that, you know, we need to all make our own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, and operate under universal law, you know, which is basically universal peace and brother, sister, love, and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. And then we'll finally have peace on this planet, and we'll come together and we can clean up our environment, clean up our consciousness. And basically that's what the higher dimensional beings want to see happen here. So there's some beautiful photographs of her appearing at Isetti along with other masters like Babaji and Kuan Yin and a host of others. So, you know, the bottom line, cameras don't lie. They don't have belief systems, nor do the multiple witnesses present, you know. So, you know, the veils between worlds are getting very thin. You know, they're getting thinner and thinner. And it's time to, you know, do our prayer work, our meditation work, and you know, expect a miracle. Ask for your own miracles if you need healing. So this is a perfect time to do it because, you know, there are certain dates where there's a real strong, coherent energy connected to these higher beings. And this is one of those times. Today is actually, it's the 12th while we're doing this broadcast and, or videotaping this broadcast. So today is the peak day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So anyway, those who want to connect with that, feel free. The full moon is in Gemini, Wednesday night was one of the most intense full moons I've ever felt. There was lots of processing, emotional outbursts, people's masks come down, revealing their true nature, leaving little or no doubt as to, you know, their true character. So a lot of people had a really hard time getting through this full moon. It was in Gemini, and it was a crazy maker, I have to admit. You know, I've never seen such an intense full moon. I'm still feeling it. Couldn't sleep all night. I was doing clearings all night, and you know, people tell me later that, you know, they finally realized, you know, had some big realizations in their life about, you know, who they need to continue hanging out with and who they need to move on, you know. So anyway, that seems to be that kind of a process. And you know, I felt old relationships popping up and connecting, and I go, wow, you know, I totally forgot about that one. You know, I had a little healing to do on that one. So that was interesting. But now this is really interesting too. On the East Coast, the full moon was at 12:12 a.m. on 12:12:12. I mean, how amazing is that, you know? And to top it off, the Schumann resonance has been off the scale lately, and it's spiking at 160 at times. I haven't looked at it recently, but I'm sure it's all over the place. So anyway, you know, what can we expect, you know, when these things happen? And we're going to see some rapid social, economic, and physical earth changes from here on out. Expect ups and downs with, you know, with all kinds of emotional outbursts, especially with people in denial of their wounds and traumas, and especially childhood traumas are coming up right now. And that's usually the way people believe the way they behave because they haven't dealt with their traumas. You know, there's a lot of wounded little boys and little girls out there that haven't dealt with that. And we all have that to one degree or another. And unfortunately, it's still expressing in our adult world. I don't know, adult world that sounds kind of funny. You know, it's like people ask me when they do interviews, so what happened after you grew up? And I said, I didn't, you got to become like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. Don't forget that one. Yeah. Keep that sense of awe and that childlike innocence, and let go of the past, release the past. If we're going to get through these times. So there's going to be some very severe changes in the weather. We've all seen that, and an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity with this major energy coming in. You know, speaking of volcanic activity, the volcanic eruption in New Zealand is a prime example. And by the way, if anybody invites you to hike down into an active volcano, please take a pass. You know, it's a little common sense here. You know, your Facebook photos to show how spontaneous and daring you are just aren't worth it. And unfortunately, a lot of people didn't get out of that volcano in New Zealand. And we need to stay away from these. On the major fault lines, you might want to kind of move away from them. The coast might, be moving around a bit, the water in the coasts. And, the fires and floods in California and Australia, they were foreseen. You know, we talked about them earlier. And we also talked about this prior newsletters and shows. So it's important to realize this was not due to global warming. Don't be duped into that program. Climate change is real, but it's due to much larger influences, galactic and solar cycles. So global warming is just a plan to extract billions of dollars, all going into the pockets of the global elite, and give them total control of our world industry through carbon credits. So this is why America backed out of the Paris Accords, despite what the left and lamestream corporate-owned press is telling you. They want total control is what they're going after, and they're using global warming to get it. So the islands are all still here, so are the poles. I believe the Al Gore scientists said the poles would be melted by 2009, then they changed it to 2012, and we would lose, all of our islands and beaches. To my knowledge, it hasn't happened. The beaches all look the same where I'm at, and I've been traveling around the world, and everybody still has their beaches, and the islands are still there. Doesn't mean we might not have some major movement of waters, due to underwater volcanoes or earthquakes. So be aware of that. The polar bears are also increasing in numbers, so that's a farce. Their numbers are off the scale. They're doing great. And global temperatures and the temperatures of the oceans have actually fallen in the past years, and we're coming off the peak of an ending ice age cycle. So global cooling, in truth, is something we should be addressing. We're having massive crop failures because farmers can't harvest their crops due to heavy rains, the mud, they can't get their equipment in there, and they've got early freezes and snow. So it's entirely the opposite. And I really irritates me to see the press keep pushing this agenda of global warming. I know from fact where I live, our glacier's back. Our glacier did melt off at one time, and now it's back. So things are going in the other direction, basically. So again, I really don't want to touch too much on the political stuff, but I don't know if anybody's been watching this Russian collusion and impeachment hearings, and I've never seen so much lying, deceiving, and agenda-driven fraud in all my life. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you should be outraged. The waste of time, energy, and money on all this nonsense, the division it's creating, all of this is not supported by the public, unless, of course, you're so socially programmed by the deep state corporate-owned lamestream press, you've lost all critical thinking. Seriously, I've been watching this closely, and I've been going, where's the firsthand knowledge? Where's the factual evidence? There's no firsthand knowledge or evidence of any crimes, and the charges keep changing. It goes from collusion to bribery to obstruction of justice to quid pro quo, it just keeps changing. And they can't find any evidence in one charge, so they jump to another, and then they jump to another. And, all you hear is it's a bad day for the president. It's a bad day for this. This is the spike, that's going to go into the coffin, the nail that's going to nail down the coffin. And you hear them, all these assumptions, and the entire case is based on biased assumptions with no firsthand or factual evidence. I mean, there's none of it there. And any lawyer who's watching this will tell you that, other than these, you know, Nimrods they bring on to give their opinion of what's going on, having no factual evidence whatsoever. So they make all these ridiculous statements, and then you just ask them, do you have any factual evidence of this? Is there any law? What law was broken? You ask these people that, they cannot give you an answer. And so again, I'm not being biased here. You know, I'm trying to find the truth and what really happened here, but I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for some firsthand knowledge, some factual evidence that any of this occurred. You know, it's just not there. So, you know, hang on a second. So we're going to go on to, you get a little drink there. We're going to go on to, this leads us to Attorney General Bill Barr and the investigation with Teeth, which is the Durham investigation. You know, the IG report was just, here's a whole bunch of information and we're going to write it all down in the report. We're not even going to really see whether it's real or not. We're going to put it all in there and let you look at it and read it, you know. So, and, you know, the lamestream press is saying, you know, it totally exonerated all of these guys. There was no wrongdoing, just a couple clerical errors. And that was it, you know. But when you read this, the IG report, you know, it clearly shows a conspiracy to take down a duly elected president, you know, by deep state operatives and the DNC. It's undeniable when you look at it. And, you know, the social media has totally lost its mind. Their social engineering program is looking like a train wreck. And now they're spewing out one lie after another to cover their butts, you know. So it's you know, watching this, and again, you know, I used to be, you know, the days of Kennedy and all that stuff, I used to really focus more towards libertarian and Democrats and things like that. But I've seen them shift over the years, and they've totally changed the exact opposite of what they used to be. And people don't realize, and now the Republicans are the good guys, it seems like, you know, or not, they're better than the other guys. So I'm not saying all are good guys, because there's a lot of corruption on both sides of the fence, and that you're going to see that coming to the surface. And so now this comes into the next subject I want to go into, and takes us to the next topic, is who will be left standing in the days to come. And this is going to be more of a kind of science. We're going to talk about more quantum physics and science and how this is all playing out. So basically the bottom line is we know our solar system is moving to a highly energized place in space we've never been before. The whole electromagnetic light spectrum is just crashing in on us. It's increasing exponentially. Cosmic rays, gamma rays, you know, ultraviolet, infrared, all that is just coming in like we've never seen before. And there's waves of these energies, and these waves are coming in exponentially. Now, the Mayans call this the ninth wave, or unity consciousness. It's a long cycle, but it just keeps growing and growing and growing until we all go into unity consciousness. And so eventually, when you know where we're going, this will help you understand what's happening and what's going to happen. So if you look at what's happening with this shift that we're going through, we're going into unity consciousness and what people call universal law, you know, which is again, you know, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That's what it's all about. That's universal law, like do no harm, you know, and we're going to move into that. So you look at our system now, the system we're under right now is there's, you know, a global elite running this show. There's other unseen negative influences even beyond that, that have been running the show. There are beings that most people would have a hard time handling, you know, so I'm not going to go too much into that, but there are what people call demonic influences, reptilian influences, you know, negative grays, things of that nature, serpent beings as well, in these lower levels of fourth dimension that have been messing with us for quite a long time. And this goes back to the days of Marduk, when he made a pact with reptilian energies to be total to have total supremacy over the world. You know, he went against his own people, and that's like 450,000 years ago. So we've been under these influences since then. It's called draconian law. And draconian law is the antithesis of universal law. It's the whole other side of the spectrum, but it's not sustainable. And so our whole system, the vast majority of our system right now, our original system, the Republic and the Constitution, is more aligned with universal law or creator or whatever you want to call it, you know. And the draconian law is aligned with a whole nother group, you know, which we won't go into. But what you're going to see is a massive, when this energy is coming into the planet, you know, light is conscious. There's consciousness packets in the light that's coming in, and it's going to be changing everything. And when you get a blast of cosmic rays, you get DNA changes. You get the whole crust of the surface starts changing. I mean, it's intense what's happening. And so we are going to see some major changes. So when you understand this, what you see is you see whatever name you want to give it. And I've been there. I've died. I've crossed over. I went through the tunnel. I ended up in the plane of bliss. And it's the most loving, joyous, blissful energy you can imagine. And whatever you want to call that, God, creator, great spirit, it exists. That realm exists. There's beings on that realm, and it's more of a collective. And then, you know, according to the vibrational continuum, you know, you've got this plane of bliss, which is the seventh dimension. And you have beings in the sixth dimension, the fifth dimension. The fifth dimension is more unity consciousness. And you've got, you know, Palladians and the Orion Council of Light and all those guys, you know, Arcturians and Sirians, and they're all in these higher dimensional levels. And that energy is pressing in right now. And they're like the army of God, whatever you want to call it, you know. They're like the light workers, the multidimensional light workers that are coming in to clean out these lower level things. And they're cleaning out the old draconian system, the influences that have held it together for so long, and the people that have aligned themselves with this old draconian system, which are, you know, certain families and things like that. Not everybody in these families are bad, by the way. There are some good ones that have incarnated to turn this around. So we need to really look at people, you know, and judge them by their character and by their actions. Forget about their color, forget about their name and things like that. We need to start looking at even the religion. We need to look at their character and their actions. And go from there. We need to let go of all this division game that's being played on us right now. You know, you've got the race cards being played, the gender cards being played, the mass assault on our own systems. You know, the gender bending. They're finding out a lot of these gender bending chemicals that are assaulting us right now. The demasculinizing chemicals are 40 times worse than the scientists even thought. So, you know, we're having a serious problem there, you know, with that system. It's actually affecting the frogs and the, you know, the amphibians. It's a serious problem there, and it's affecting humans too as well. So we need to look at that. But, you know, they want the herd. You know, they don't want us to rise up. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want any of this stuff. And they're using every means necessary to keep the herd suppressed and keep us unconscious and keep us enslaved through dependency. So that game is coming to an end. And what we're seeing with these influxes of energy, that's taking down the old grid, the old draconian grid, and the influences that actually operate according to this grid. And so that whole thing is going to be dismantled. So if you want to know who's going to be left standing in the days to come, it's the people that have aligned themselves, you know, with unity consciousness, the people that are in service to humanity and the earth, you know, the people that are loving, you know, that really care about their fellow man, their fellow woman, and the planet they live on. Those are the people that are going to be frequency specific and aligned with these energies that are coming in. The people that are not are going to have some really serious problems. So if you look at the Hopi prophecies, you know, they have two timelines. And the timelines are like, all of a sudden they split. And those who choose to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and, you know, in nature, those are the guys that the upward, you know, spiral. They go take the upward path. The people that move into self-service, they want to control and dominate everybody. They want to use technology. They're aligned to all this transhuman nonsense and all, playing all these race cards and gender card, all that crap, the division game. Those guys are going to implode. They're not frequency specific to where the earth is going. So it's all about frequency. And it's very easy to understand. It's like love and joy. Those are the highest frequencies. That's what you need to align yourself. You know, fear, guilt, unworthiness, power over others, jealousy, all those things are low frequency energy. They're low frequency consciousness. So our overall frequency is the collection of how much fear, guilt, unworthiness, and how much love, joy, and compassion and service to others that we have in our consciousness. That creates our consciousness. So the more we let go of the fear and the guilt and the unworthiness, dominate and control others, the competition, the greed, all that stuff, the more we dump that, and the better chance we have of sticking around this process. And the more we align with the love and the joy and the bliss and service to others, and, you know, start cleaning up our consciousness and our environment, the better chance we have of making it through these changes. So it's that simple. It's just look at it as frequency, and it makes it easier. You don't want to judge a lot of these people that are coming from fear. They're very aggressive. They want to control and dominate everybody. You know, these people have been totally controlled and dominated in the past. You know, they've been very abused, and they're just acting that out. It's like a cycle. So I call it the triangle. So you got the victim, the persecutor, and the savior, and this wheel is spinning, right? And so the victims, they get financial or emotional support by playing the victim role, and they want to just keep playing this victim role because it's comfort for them, and that's where they want to hang out. The persecutors, you know, they've been persecuted themselves. And so they're lashing out, and they're lashing out at others because they have dealt with their own persecution, you know, their own trauma and things like that. And the saviors, you know, nice people, you know, but they feel like they need to save everybody, and they don't, you know, they don't really believe in personal responsibility, and they don't use tough love and get people to own, you know, the people, events they created or drew them according to their own consciousness in the past. And they want to just keep saving. And so what happens when the savior stops saving victims, they become persecutors in the victim's eyes, you know. So if you don't keep giving them what they feel is owed to them or what they need or whatever, then you become the persecutor. And then they become, and then they feel like they have a right to persecute you because you didn't give them what they needed, you know, and then you're going to need a savior to save you from the victims. You know, it's just like, it's this endless cycle. It's crazy making, but that's what's going on right now. And all that's being amplified. So karma's being accelerated. The wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, that's coming up. For us to look at all the master coming down, we're seeing people really clearly, you know, who they are, their character, what their motives are, and all of that is happening. And this last full moon was just, oh, it was like a drug. It was intense when it came in, and it's still here. It's still working. It's still moving, and a lot of people are still kind of reeling from that energy that came through, and still going to have its effect, you know, because it brought people's stuff up, and again, the people that are going to stay here are the people that own their stuff, you know, the people that take personal responsibility, and they look for issues and the people and events they've been in their life, and they decide to heal them, they decide to heal it, you know, and stop the cycle from going, and there's other people that are going to project and blame, and they're going to continue to do that. That's all going to be accelerated, amplified until you know, their karma becomes trukma and they have their own train wreck. And I've seen that. Now I've been seeing a lot of the train wrecks occurring over and over. You know, it's just one train wreck after another. And there's not, I don't know why they're just not getting it. You know, they're not paying attention. I had to plug my computer in really quick here. So anyway, the, you know, and it's funny watching this in a way. I look at this and I just go, my God, don't you see what you're doing? It's almost like you're hitting your head against a wall and you're going to keep doing it. And somebody's going to come by and just say, you need some help with that, and really smack your head against the wall till you get your lesson over with. And, you know, it just doesn't work. You know, we have to be kind to each other. We have to be kind to the planet. We have to do what's fair. And that's a biggie. You know, what's fair to one is not fair to another. And we have to, you know, come together and come to a conclusion. I see all the time people, you know, there's this much once more program and people have this sense of entitlement and they think the world owes them something. And you being in the world, you owe them something too. And you just go, I don't know you, you know, I don't know you. I don't owe you, you know, it's like, you know, where are you coming from, you know, and that's not working anymore. And I know people that are just, you know, basically vampires, you know, they vampire off of others. They you know, they come into your life and they have this much, much once more sense of entitlement. And they just leave a big wake of disaster, and they play upon the empathy and compassion of others. And there's people that are totally narcissistic. You know, you can't reason with them. You can't use logic, and they're so set in their ways, and they can do no wrong in their own eyes, and they're never going to own their stuff, you know? And so we're seeing a lot of that come up, you know, right now. And, you know, like, you know, going back to politics, it's like watching this political game. I see people that are just spewing one lie, one deception after another. And it's all about maintaining control and power in a very corrupt system. And these people, they don't even look human to me. And I can't even watch them. It's really hard to watch them. I force myself, so I try to understand both sides of the coin. It's very hard to watch these people operate, you know, because it makes you sick almost. You go, oh, God, you know, like this person is so full of venom and they're so arrogant. And I've never seen such narcissism. It's just like, but these are some of the top leaders of our country. And people have lost their ability. They've lost their critical thinking and their BS meter, you know, their ability to sense the agendas and the energies of these people. And that's called social conditioning or social programming. And they're so the social program is so rampant, and you've got the talking heads and they're spewing out one lie after another, and they just keep doing it. And they never will take responsibility for the lies that they've told in the past because they have an agenda. And to say, oh, well, you know, that was a lie. Sorry, my bad. You know, they're not going to do that. They're just going to come out with 10 more lies and just keep lying and keep deceiving because they have an agenda. And that agenda is for power and wealth and continue in a very corrupt system. And the ones who are screaming the loudest and pointing the finger and accusing the most are the ones that are the most corrupt, basically. And you can see that. And what's sad is the people that are trying to clean this mess up are taking the most heat from these people. And then you've got the unconscious, socially programmed masses behind the ones that are making the most accusations without doing any research whatsoever. So the lack of critical thinking, the lack of research, and just allowing these corporate-owned, you know, lamestream media programs, social engineering programs to give you all the information you need to make your decisions and create your belief system. It's one big mess, and it's all going to implode in the days to come. Again, that whole system is not frequency specific. It doesn't align with the universal law. So that's going to go down, you know. So what I see in the future, boy, it's already happening. I mean, the central banks are going to fold in on themselves. It's already started. Japan's not doing too well right now. They're imploding their central bank. The money's, the control of the monetary systems are going to have to go back to the treasuries, you know, of the countries, you know, that have the assets to back that, those monies. I see a lot of new currencies coming out, different currencies. They're going to be gold backed, or they're going to be backed by the assets of the countries that have those currencies. You know, that's coming in. That's a big shift. The whole legal system is going to be turned upside down because it's a draconian law right now that we're under, and that's going to change. And this whole thing you call a democracy, and the Democrats and all these guys that are trying to say this, you can't do that in a democracy and things like that. Well, actually, we're a republic. We're not a democracy. We're a republic, and we're governed by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, period. End of story. This whole program you're running has nothing to do with this country, and it was the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Republic, you know, were usurped, you know, by the Queen and by others. That's another big long story, but we're under a different system now, and that fake system, the false system, you want to call it, you know, United States of America Inc. or whatever else, that whole system is going to collapse in on itself. So you're going to see a total restructuring, a collapse of the fake system, and return of the Republic and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You're going to see that come down, and that's going to affect the whole legal system completely. And that's what I see coming down. The whole monetary system of every country is going to change. It's going to be more fair. There's going to be a total reevaluation. A lot of new currencies coming out, and the people that have enslaved us through dependency and manipulated us for eons are going to fold in on themselves, because people are waking up. They're saying, "Now I don't want to do this anymore," and it's been very unfair. It's been very manipulated, and they've kind of enslaved us through dependency and through the monetary system. And so the monetary system is going to change and be a much more fair system. And that's coming in, you know, in the days to come. I do see a lot of new technologies coming in. They're here now. I know where some of them are, you know, free energy, fuelless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, med beds, technologies that you can just put your hand are here now on these machines, and we're working on getting those, and they'll do a diagnostic and tell you about all of your hormones, about your minerals, your vitamins, everything. You know, it'll tell you what you need to rebalance and bring things back to balance. And formulas as well will be coming out to help people come back to balance. I see a major cleanup in the future. We're going to get a lot of help to clean up our environment. A lot of it's being done. We don't even know it's being done. And we're getting some extreme help by the off-world visitors that some people call aliens. I hate the word alien because there's a lie in alien. You know, there are ancestors. They're returning. They're coming from other dimensions. They're coming in to help. We've already been under the thumb of the negative ones for quite some time. So the things that are coming in your sky now, I wouldn't worry about them. You know, they're the benevolent ones, and they're the planetary liberators. And you've been under the thumb of the dark ones for quite some time. So it's time for us to wake up and realize that the higher up you go in all the institutions, the religious institutions, business institutions, political institutions, as you go up that ladder, it gets darker and darker. That hierarchical ladder of power and wealth gets darker and darker. And luckily, we have a whole new group coming in and to change that and get rid of the corruption and get rid of the deep state and the enslavers. You know, they're backed by an unseen force that's positive this time that's coming in. So, you know, everybody has different names for the positive ones. You can call them the ascended masters, the angelics. They're extremely spiritually and technologically advanced. Off-world visitors are assisting. The ancient ancestors are returning as well, you know, for for a big cleanup. You know, I love that same Lucy, we're home. Well, sorry, Lucifer, you know, your days are over. So this whole program, and I'm not going to go into this too much, but it's when I was talking about how a lot of these institutions have gotten so dark, when you move up this power, this hierarchical power wealth thing that's going on, it's really sad where that goes. And most people are not ready for this, but it goes into satanic, Luciferian, child sacrificing, trafficking, child trafficking, drug trafficking, everything. And it's very sick. It's just like unbridled greed. And, you know, the biggest slap in the face that you can do to Creator is to harm a child, you know, and whether you believe in Jesus or not, he made it very clear, you know, what you do to the least of these, you know, you do to me or do to God, you know. So he made it very clear, you do not harm the children, you know, you do not mess with the children. And so that's the ultimate slap in the face to the masters and the higher dimensional beings and the source itself, you know. So, you know, you don't mess with the children, period, you know, end of story. And so when these people start taking this dark path, that's where it ends up. You know, it goes into sense gratification. You know, the material, I buy all the toys, all the cars, that's boring. You know, now I'm going to try all the drugs and the alcohol and partying, you know, that didn't take me where I want to go. And now I'm going to try to just screw everything in sight and molest everything in sight. And until I'm stopped, you know, until something comes down and puts a hammer down. Well, unfortunately for them, or fortunately for them and us, the hammer is coming down. So this is going on. It has been going on for some time. It's global, and all of that's coming down. So a lot of this, when Mary came to me once, she talked to me and she said, the pedophiles are what's going to take down this whole system, this whole dark system, the pedophilia that's going on there. And it's rampant. It's rampant through the higher levels, you know, the institutions. And so that itself, there are certain white hats. There's certain legislations that's been put into motion, and it's all set up to take down this whole dark system. And so that's going to be one of the key things that's going to take them down. The other thing is their greed. The other thing is all the lies and the deceptions and the corruptions, all that's going to be energized and come forward for everybody to see. No rock will be left unturned. And that's the process that we're going through. And, you know, it's not judgment. It's just frequency. It's like this higher consciousness and energy, these higher frequencies are coming in. We're moving through a highly energized place in space. And we have to rise to that occasion. There's nowhere to go. You can't get away from this. No man can stop this process, or woman. You know, it's like, it's going to happen. And that means, you know, we got to let go, you know, release the past. We have to heal. We have to clear out the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. We have to find process-oriented therapies. We need to have a daily practice of meditation and prayer, you know, but not praying as some lowly creature, you know, asking for a bone. You step into your power and your own connection with Creator, and you pray from that space, and that's when you start creating things. You know, you can be in reactionary mind where you just react to all the chaos and the crazies, you know, or you can go into creation mind and practice loving detachment and create the world the way you want to see it, create a new world, and that's there. That's there for you. You know, you are the captain of your boat, and, you know, you need to launch your boat. You can make course corrections along the way, but you need to just start moving in that direction. You know, even some of the darkest beings can have a big awakening on this planet, you know, and they can say, whoa, you know, I see the writing on the wall here. You know, I need to shift my energies and my assets towards the awakening healing process. and start moving in that direction. And they call it karma yoga. You know, you can get rid of a lot of your karma by doing good deeds and helping others and being kind to the planet and choosing that path. So forgiveness is there. It's always there, but it has to be sincere. You have to be coming from deep within your soul when you ask forgiveness. It can't just be lip service, you know, or it doesn't happen. But you can always change, you know, you can always redirect your energies and your assets and clean this planet up, which is what we all need to do right now. And these institutions that are still functioning and doing things against universal law, harming each other, harming the planet, you know, this unbridled greed and all this stuff, this need to control and dominate, you know, through all these surveillance programs and all that stuff is going to implode. It's not sustainable with the energies coming in. So I just see a lot of these social media platforms actually just start to just fall apart, and people would be moving to other platforms, other systems that don't have all the censorship and the controlling program. You have to excuse me. I had a little dental surgery, so sometimes words are a little different to say. I used to be able to say these words very well in the past, but I'm still healing. So, you know, it does change your vocabulary a little bit. but it's what I'm saying is that when you understand the big picture, you can see what's coming. You know, it's like if you want to know the truth, go to the top and ask them what's going on. They know what's going on. You know, if you want to, you know, if you want to know, you know, about the political scene or whatever and all the corruption and everything else going on, you know, you go to the top. You know, you go to the Attorney General, you know, you look at the Durham investigation, you read the IG report, and you actually read it. You don't go by what the mainstream news is telling you. And when you read this, you go, my God, you know, this is a coup, you know, this is the corrupt deep state trying to maintain their control over the masses, you know, and they are being governed by, you know, the globalists, the international bankers, and they're being governed by even a darker force that doesn't care much for humanity. You know, again, there's so much inhumanity on this planet because there's a lot of non-human influence that we need to grow up and realize, you know, we live in a multidimensional world and there's a war going on in the heavens and whatever you want to call it. And the heavens are being cleaned up right now and the earth is following suit. So the earth's destiny has become this jewel. I've seen the end result, and the earth is just beautiful, and it looks like a jewel, and it has this incredible grid on it, and it's a 5D grid, and it's aligned with universal law, it's aligned with unity consciousness, the planet is totally cleaned up, and I've had visions of that, and it ties with the prophecies. So again, I want to repeat the prophecies. I want to give credit to Grandfather Wallace Black Elk, who shared these prophecies with me a long time ago. And I asked him if I could share them. He said yes, but I was hoping others would share them. You know, even though my grandmother and great-grandmother were Cherokee, you know, we're Scotch-Irish and we look very white. So I try not to go in that direction. A lot of the elders call me a white apple. You know, I'm white. You know, no, they call me a red apple. I think I'm, how's that go? No, they said I'm red on the inside, a white apple. They said I'm red on the inside and white on the outside. It's hard to get your mind around that. But, and there's a lot of people that are red on the outside and white on the inside. They've sold out. They've sold their people out too. And that needs to be dealt with. But, you know, these prophecies are very powerful. And one of them was where he says, you know, there's a beast. The beast is 2,000 miles wide. That's its reign. So it's, if for give or take, you know, 2,000 years, this beast is going to be doing its thing. And the beast wants to control and dominate everything. You know, it wants total control, which you might call that the draconian law or the reptilian agenda or whatever name you want to give that. It's the same thing. but it wants to control and dominate everything. It's going to do it through everything. It's going to do it through technology, every possible way. So it's going to slave you through dependency. It's going to mislead you. It's going to do everything. And so this beast is unsustainable. And so right when you believe there's no hope, there's no hope for the planet, for the environment, you know, there's no freedom left, the beast actually consumes itself because it's unsustainable. It can't continue to keep going. It's unsustainable. So when the beast consumes itself, this is when you have the 1,000 years of peace and the off-world beings, you know, our ancient ancestors and come in, the spiritually and technologically advanced beings that will start seeing, you know, the angelic beings, the ascended masters, whatever name you want to give this, we'll start seeing the veils between worlds get very thin and come down, and both we're going to wake up to our own multidimensional selves. And so realize we're not alone, and our ancestors are going to be standing right alongside us. So basically that's the story. It's like the beast has a reign of 2,000 years. The beast is all consuming. It eventually consumes itself and implodes. And then we have the 1,000 years of peace where we go into unity consciousness, and you know, you can call it the whirling rainbow or the rainbow tribes, you know, where everybody comes together and we all live in peace and harmony, you know, a more spiritual life, you know, in harmony with each other and nature. So that's the end result. And the Hopi prophecies say the same thing. They have the two timelines, and as the timelines separate, you know, one group takes the downward spiral and they implode on themselves, and they're not frequency specific to where the earth is going. And the other group takes the upward spiral and lives again a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. So that's the bottom line. You know, we need to live a more spiritual life. We need to realize we're not just a body in a meat suit. You know, we're not here to live for the body alone and sense gratification. You know, we're here to realize that, you know, we are indeed have a soul, and that soul is multidimensional, and that soul has been around forever. And believe it or not, that soul has lived in the Pleiades and the Orion system and the Sirian system and the Arcturian system. And a lot of us have incarnated from those systems to help liberate the earth in the days to come. We're part of the earth liberation process. We just forgot. You know, we're running around thinking we're a body and a personality, and that's what all the lamestream media and the other forces of being would like to keep you. That's where they want to keep you. So I want you to think about this. So we have a chakra system, and if you understand the chakra system, this all makes sense. So your first chakra is survival, basically. That's where it's, and it's your grounding chakra. You know, your second chakra is your sexual energies, your procreation energies and things like that. Your third chakra is power, you know. Your fourth chakra is love felt. It's your heart chakra. It's love felt for all things. You get into your fifth chakra, and it's love expressed. It's supposed to be love expressed through the throat chakra. And you get into the next chakra, it's God seeing in all things. You know, you see the creator in all creation, including yourself. You know, that's when you're going into the sixth dimension. And your crown chakra is, you know, it's where you merge with the source itself. It's like the plane of bliss or whatever you want to call it, you know, when you're operating from the seventh chakra, you know, it's your crown chakra. And that's where you cook into this higher dimensional stuff, and you have all kinds of things happen. So our system here was designed to lock you into the first three chakras. So it's supposed to keep you in survival. You know, you should be very scared. You know, they're all coming to get you. You know, you need to buy this new, I don't know, you need to get this security system. You know, you need to make as much money as you can. You need to buy health insurance, car insurance, all this stuff. Everything's fear, 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 fear. You know, and so they've got that one. You know, you're not going to survive if you don't do this and this and this and this, and they sell you all this garbage, you know. Your second chakra, your sexual energies, you know, it's like, okay, if you buy the fancy new car, if you drink the right beer, you know, if you do this and do that. You know, you're going to get the bronze beauty, you know, with the bathing suit on, playing volleyball on the beach. And that's how they sell you everything. And so now they've got you in survival. You know, you should be very afraid that terrorists are coming to get you, and they're all terrorists, and you should hate this group and that group because they're all bad. You know, it's like that whole program. You've got them trying to sell everything with sex. Everything is sex. And even that's being convoluted right now because it's gotten so crazy. All the shows now, almost every show, you know, one show I was watching on Netflix is going in that direction. All these shows, you watch them and go, wow, they're bringing in all this cool information, all this stuff. And you know, and then the next thing, it goes into some weird demonic thing where the guys are with all the guys, the girls are with all the girls, and whatever, that's your gig, go for it. You know, I'm not here to judge, but, and then it goes into necromancy or whatever. It's like they're messing with dead things and people have been brought back to life or from the dead, you know, and it's just like, you go, how dark can this go? You know, and so now they've got you in fear. Now they've taken over your sexual energies and turned those in and confused those, you know, and the next thing you know, they're taking you into the power, you know, you can be very powerful. You know, you're going to be really powerful. You need to overpower others. You need to be compete to be the top of the line, you know, and everything else. And so they've got you in the power, survival, sex, and power, you know, basically. But where's the heart? You know, where's the movies, the heart movies that people are being kind to each other and kind to the planet and in service mode? You know, you just don't see those because they can't control you. Once you get out of the first three chakras, they can't control you anymore. So when you go into the heart, you can no longer be controlled. And when you go even higher and you start expressing love for everybody and everything, that really pisses them off. And when you see the creator in all creation, including yourself, that's another one they don't want to see. So there's a big movement to suppress all that. So anyway, that's the best advice I can give you right now, is to just focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. You know, that's what the yogis and the lamas say. You know, be kind to each other, be kind to the planet, and operate under universal law, which is, you know, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everybody. That's where we need to go. And we need to practice loving detachment and don't get caught up in everybody else's drama or their karma and everything else. We need to stay in creationary mind, create the world we want to see. And don't get into reactionary mind, because you're going to have everything thrown at you under the sun to get you to react and get you to go into fear and sadness and sorrow and all that other stuff. So, you know, stay centered, you know, release the past and focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. And again, you know, be kind to each other and be kind to the planet. Anyway, that's it for tonight. This is James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. And, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's all you need to get through these times. And again, you know, make your religion kindness and make your belief truth. Just look for the truth. That's what you want. Have a great evening. Good night.